This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. Tim, Ed, and Bert here. JJ's out today. We appreciate everybody listening, and if you want to send us an email, it's comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas, real quickly, and maybe we won't have to do it the rest of the show, but go ahead real quick.
All right, here are my three. In the Fantastic Four, what was the name of the character nicknamed the Human Torch? Second question, despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false? And then in finance, what does IPO stand for? In finance, what does IPO stand for?
My first question, in what movie was White Christmas first sung? The second question, in which town is the book To Kill a Mockingbird set? What's the name of the town where it took place? And then the third question, how long was the 100 Years' War?
All right, here's my question. We use the terms AM and PM to distinguish the times of day. What does AM or what do AM and PM stand for? Not the original Latin words, but what do they mean in English? AM and PM. If you know that, and you don't even have to look it up or ask somebody, you're smart. And we're going to send you an AFR ball cap if you know the answer to that question without looking it up.
Or asking somebody else.
Yeah, or asking somebody else. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, okay. Sorry. Let me see. Yeah. Here we go. Let's go to Texas. Lucy, thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas, Lucy.
Merry Christmas,
we
y'all.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
That's right, Mary. Lucy, Merry Christmas to you, too. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in a little town called Christoval, which I call it Christoval.
Amen. Where is that near?
We're about 17 miles from San Angelo.
Okay. Yep. Well, listen, we appreciate you. We got a radio station in San Angelo.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Our tower there. We've been on the air there a long time, haven't we, Lucy?
Oh, we love it.
Yeah.
We love it. We listen to y'all all the time.
What was one of our first American Family radio stations in Texas was there. All right. Well, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to shoot for both.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, I'm assuming that From Infinity and Beyond was already answered.
Yes, it was.
That was Bugs Bunny. yeah, Bugs Bunny said to Infinity. Wait a minute. No, I got you wrong. No. Yes, Buzz Lightyear.
Well, shoot a duck. I missed that one. Okay.
I never heard shoot a duck.
Shoot a duck.
It must be a Texas thing. Shoot a duck. All right.
Well, I'm going to go for the AM and PM.
And you're just doing this by your own knowledge?
I'm trying to remember it,
okay.
And I could get it wrong.
Okay, here's the question that Lucy's going to... Hold on. Yes. Let me tell folks. We use AM and PM to distinguish the times of day. What do AM and PM stand for? And Lucy, you say what?
I think AM stands for anti-meridian, and that means, I think, before noon. And PM stands for post-meridian, which means afternoon.
You are the girl.
Yes.
Woo, woo, Lucy.
Way to go, Lucy.
Absolutely. That is the Latin expression is anti-meridian for the AM and post-meridian. You're right. AM means in English before midday, and PM means after midday. And so, but you know what? We use those, and a lot of people don't even know what they really mean, where they come from. Way to go.
Way to go, Lucy.
Lucy, before we don't hang up, because Cindy's going to get your address so we can mail you an AFR ball cap, okay?
That's amazing. Now I've got my husband's Christmas present box.
Oh, that's classic right there.
Well, that puts the pressure on the post office now. Getting to
get it there.
Got to get there in time.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. I'll send you my picture of it.
Yeah, there you go. It's on the way. It's on the way. All right, Lucy, do you have a question for us?
I'm going to give y'all a real easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What drinkable liquid becomes two edible solids?
What drinkable liquid becomes two edible
solids.
Okay. Say. Excuse me. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Lucy. Okay. Don't say anything. Okay, guys.
So, you got it.
So, like a popsicle, right?
A drinkable liquid.
That's a liquid that becomes a solid.
But not two.
Well, one, but I was going to say that's one of.
Okay, so is this something that if you don't drink it, it solidifies? Is that
the question?
Is that what you're asking us?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm not really sure. I don't think I understand the question.
I'm going to go with a grape popsicle and a cherry popsicle. And if you guys, you can laugh at me if you want to,
okay.
I want to hear a better answer from you guys.
Have you ever drunk an egg?
Ugh.
Have you ever? No.
Okay, an egg is a liquid.
Rocky Balboa?
An egg is a liquid. And then when you boil it, it becomes the yellow, you know, the yolk.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it, Lucy?
Yeah, I think you stumped us.
Well, actually, it is liquid whipping cream. You whip it first, and it turns into whipping cream for your pumpkin pie. And if you keep whipping it, it turns into butter.
You mean whipping cream?
It's a liquid. And then whip it, it becomes a frosting or whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
And then if you keep on, it becomes what?
Butter.
Butter. Okay.
What about if you go infinity and beyond butter? What does it become then?
Mortar for bricks.
Mortar for bricks. Yeah.
And then you put it on your popsicle.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, okay. I would guess I was wrong, but at least I had a good shot there.
I had nothing. Yeah. I had nothing.
Thank you, Lucy.
All right, Lucy, I'm going to put you on hold.
What movie?
Okay, what happened? Did someone put her on hold? Did you put her on hold?
No, I didn't. She's still there. Lucy? I hope she's still there.
We got the ball cap, so she doesn't need to hang up. She's got it. Cindy's got it.
She got it. Okay.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Who's next, Bert?
Tony from Kansas. Tony, thank you for calling.
Hey.
Hey. Merry Christmas, Tony. Doing good.
Well, Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys.
What part of Kansas are you from?
Well, we're from Colwich, Colwich, just west of Wichita.
Okay. One of our strong stations is Wichita, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, sir.
It is. We get a lot of. Okay. Do you want to answer or ask or both, Tony?
How about both?
Well, which question do you want to answer?
Well, I just wanted to confirm it with my wife. I just got home and had a question, and she answered it. I think I had a couple others that I could answer, but she likes this movie, and it's.
You better ask her. Ask her question, Tony. That's my advice for the day.
Yeah. Make her happy.
Well, how about the one on the movie with the song on it?
Okay, here it is.
White Christmas.
Yeah. In what movie was White Christmas first sung?
Okay, she thinks it's Holiday Inn, so I'm going to go with her.
Holiday Inn. Yeah.
What?
That is correct. Wow.
Who stars in that show? Who stars in that movie? Do you know two of the stars?
Bing Crosby and
Fred. But not Flintstone. Yeah, Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire. Yeah.
So that was some reason I was thinking Frank Sinatra.
Okay. In White Christmas then, Bing Crosby stayed, but Fred Astaire would not do it, and they brought on Danny Kaye to do White Christmas. Anyway.
Way to go, Tony.
That's
you're
great,
a little
man.
Movie nostalgia there.
Or your wife.
Your
did.
Wife.
Your wife. Yeah. All right.
She likes to watch it every year.
Yeah. Hey, you can give that cat for her Christmas present, Tony.
That's what I was going to say. That lady just before was going to get a hat a cap for her husband for Christmas, so now I got a hat for my wife.
Way to go, man. Turn about.
I'm not
fair
sure
play.
This counts, Tony. She's the one who suggested you answer the question. She gave you the answer to the question.
But he gets
I wouldn't turn around and give her the cap for Christmas. Right,
you better add something to it, guys. That's the way it goes. Yeah. Hey, okay. You got a question
I'll
for us, Tony?
Candy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a Bible question, and the gentleman earlier talked about John the Baptist being beheaded, right, at Herod's birthday party. So the question is, it's in two Gospels, what did Jesus do after John the Baptist was beheaded?
What did he do?
Yes, what does it say he did right after John the Baptist was beheaded?
Okay.
Well, okay.
Because
in Matthew 11, he finds out that John has been beheaded, and then he makes that statement about John the Baptist. And
no one's been greater.
No one born of a woman was greater.
Right.
And then talks about... I'm not really sure what you're asking.
Go ahead. I don't know.
What did he went out and he did something. He preached. What did he preach?
Tell us.
It's in Matthew and Mark.
Yeah, I think you better go ahead and tell us because.
Okay.
Yeah.
Double check me on it, but he went out and he preached repentance right after John the Baptist got beheaded. You know what? Jesus Christ kept the baton going, right? That was John's message, was repent.
So he affirmed
Jesus
that.
Christ. He affirmed that. That's beautiful. And when you look at that and you go, hey, once John the Baptist was dead, Jesus Christ kept going. So yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, like in Matthew, he calls like those cities to repentance, mm-hmm. Capernaum,
and
that's very interesting tying that to John the Baptist.
It is. There you go.
Hey, very interesting.
Amen.
All right, Tony. I'm going to put you on hold, and then we are going to Cindy Roberts. We'll get your information, and you can. We will send you your wife's Christmas present. So
he doesn't even have to go shop for.
He doesn't have to go to. To the truck stop like JJ always says.
Right. All right, you're listening to today's issue. Excuse me, to Trivia Friday here on AFR. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today.
All right, I still have these three remaining in the Fantastic Four. What was the name of the character nicknamed the Human Torch? Second question, despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false? And then final question, in finance, what does IPO stand for? IPO.
Here's my two. In which town is the book To Kill a Mockingbird set? Where did it take place? And then the other question, how long was the 100 Years' War?
Okay. All right, back to the phones.
Oh, you've got nothing?
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Georgia, and it's Joe. Joe, thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. How does it – where you live in Georgia?
Albany, Georgia.
Oh, man. Now, say it right. How do you say it down there?
Oh, I'm sorry. You are right. The locals pronounce it Albany.
Okay.
Albany?
Albany.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go here and miss right our neighbor, New Albany, but in southern Georgia, Albany.
Albany.
It is.
All right.
Sure is.
Got to get three syllables out of that thing.
You got to, man. They're pecans down there, not pecans either. So you got to get everything down there in South
things
Georgia.
Things change even.
Well, yeah, that's right.
You go 100 miles, huh? 100 miles, things change.
So it's pecans?
Pecan down there. Yes, it is, isn't it, Joe?
Now, I'm originally from Alabama. So in Alabama, it's pecan.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how
and in New England, where I grew up, it was pecans.
It is. In Sylvester, which is just right over from Albany, they have a lot. And it's
pecans.
You know,
this is another one of those areas where I don't think the Bible's clear.
you are so right. We shouldn't be dogmatic,
should we, Tim? We should extend grace to one another.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, Joe, do you want to ask or both?
Both.
Which question do you want to answer?
Well, since I'm from Alabama, you can probably guess which one I'm going to answer.
Okay. In which town is the book To Kill a Mockingbird set?
It is set in Macon.
That is correct.
Oh. Alabama.
Macon. And there's really no such place, but where did it really take place?
There's not. What's That's it? Actually my question for you. Do you know where it actually took place?
I do. Monroeville.
Monroeville, yes.
Alabama.
That's very good.
Is this based on a true story?
No, but Harper Lee, she grew up there, and some of it was the atmosphere. It's not necessarily based on, but it had some validity. And the other author from Monroeville is Truman Capote. Both of those people were raised in Monroeville, Alabama.
Joe, how do you pronounce the town properly?
Monroeville.
I didn't say, Bert, you were wrong. I thought he had said something a little bit. Monroeville. Okay, Monroeville.
Well, it's Monroeville.
That's
my hometown. That's where I grew up.
Okay, that's south central Alabama, right?
Well, no, actually more southwest.
Yeah.
You're an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes from Mississippi, and hour and a half from Mobile. So
but how far from like Selma?
40 minutes.
Okay, and then when I was growing up, my best friend's dad's family was from a place called Thomaston or Thomasville.
Thomasville is about 60 miles away. We played Thomasville in high school football.
Yeah, his dad's family was from Thomasville, Alabama. That's how I remember that geographic area there. Does he have you have a question for us?
I think that was
it. Okay.
Question. Yeah. Unless you had a different question.
No, that was my question. If you actually knew the real name.
Okay.
Two authors were from Monroeville, Alabama.
Yeah, small town.
World famous authors.
World famous.
Harper Lee.
Yeah.
And
Truman Capote.
Truman Capote.
They were. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is something.
That's amazing.
Truman just came to visit, like on summers. He had an aunt that lived there, so he didn't live there his entire life, but he would come to visit some summers.
Okay.
I got you.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Is that called the Wiregrass Country?
No, the Wiregrass is actually the east side of the state.
Oh yeah. Okay, we east side of the state, and into Georgia.
Yeah.
Right. What they call Wiregrass Country. Hmm. Yep. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it very much. He said that's his hometown there. Where he was from is in Monroeville. It's in southwest Alabama.
It is. Yep.
Okay. All right. Who's next, Bert?
Is it Charla in Indiana? Is that how you say your name, Charla?
It's Charla, like it's an S.
Charla. Okay, Charla. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's a pretty name.
It is.
Where's your town there?
I'm in Tipton, Indiana, and it's about an hour north of Indianapolis.
Okay. You care anything about
We're
football?
Kind of in the middle of nowhere.
You care anything about football?
Not one bit, no.
Okay. Well, that answers that question.
She didn't even dance around it.
Okay. Well, the reason I said was that
Indiana.
Being honest, right?
Yeah. Well, Indiana Hoosiers.
I don't care about football or basketball or car racing. I'm just weird.
How about hockey, Charla?
I do like hockey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Touchdown.
Ed's found a kindred spirit here.
Yeah, that's
finally.
Right.
Well, the reason I asked the question in the first place is because the Indiana Hoosiers are the number one team in America in football.
Right.
Who would have thought that? Yeah. Now, they've won the basketball championship.
I wouldn't even have known that.
Yeah. You need to get out a little bit more, Charlotte.
I do, apparently.
Because everybody else in Indiana knows about this.
Now she does.
Right.
That's all right. You like hockey. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah. All right. Ask, answer, or both, Charlotte?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I was going to answer about White Christmas, but somebody already got that one for me. But I will answer about the Human Torch.
Okay.
That is something that I know about.
All right. In the Fantastic Four, let me just go ahead and repeat the question.
Yeah, and then she can answer.
In the Fantastic Four, what was the name of the character that was nicknamed the Human Torch? What say you, Charla?
Well, his nickname was Johnny Storm.
Yes.
His full name was Jonathan, but...
Okay, well, Johnny Storm is correct.
He knows more.
That's right.
That's great.
I'm asking one every week. Next week will be the last Fantastic Four question.
So, Charla, what kind of powers did Johnny have?
flaming.
Yeah, he could turn into fire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What advantages does that give you in life?
Well, when you're facing a villain, go ahead, Charlotte. Yeah, explain to Tim.
He's
not really a comic fan or
like a little bit of
or superhero movies.
I would say s'mores.
S'mores. Okay. That's good with me. If that's all it does, that's still good thing.
That was his favorite food. Why had to be?
Hey, who wants to go cook s'mores? I'll provide the fire.
Just put it here in my hand.
That's right. I got you covered. Well played, Charlotte. Do you have a question for us?
Thank you. I do, yeah. So because I was going to answer about White Christmas, so I'm going to ask about that too, because it came out on Holiday Inn, but do you know when Holiday Inn, the movie, came out?
Okay, don't say anything, Charlotte. Can you give us like a 5-year window? Would you allow that?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So guys, you're talking about this would have come out in the 40s.
I think
at the latest, like 52, 53, right in there, talking about Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about Bing Crosby.
In his
That was
prime.
His heyday.
Yes, it was.
He was the biggest star in the world.
At that time.
For about 10
yeah.
years in terms of in the entertainment industry, movies, singing, that kind of thing. Bing Crosby was.
I'm going to round off one and say 1950. That way it's a round number.
I'll say 52.
And I'm going to say I'll say 55.
Go ahead.
Ooh, it was actually much earlier. It was 1942.
Oh, wow. 42.
Yeah.
Well, you said 40s,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah, then Bert swayed me. Changed it over to the 50s. I should have stuck with my gut there.
But you guys were closer in time to White Christmas because that came out in 1954.
Oh, okay.
But Christmas, who was in White Christmas?
That was awesome.
Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney.
Okay.
And a dancer, Gaynor, was
Vera Ellen.
Vera Ellen, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are some classic movies. 1942, you're talking about.
In the middle of World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, it was. It was.
Bing Crosby, if you look back, you know, he was a big deal.
That dude could sing. I just tell you.
Oh, yeah,
man.
He could.
Voice, man. Yeah.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite artist.
Bing Crosby?
For sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
To hear him play White Christmas, sing White Christmas, too.
Nobody liked that.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Charlotte. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll let you go here. So I tell you what, Cindy, if you would get Donna's phone number, we'll get her on a week from today. As our first caller, okay? Because we have Donna in Texas. She's been holding a long time, and we'll get her next week.
First, right out of the chute.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
All right. Despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false, guys?
That is true.
Say false.
It is true. They're fish.
They're fish.
Yeah,
fish.
Seahorses.
And then, let's see, in finance, what does IPO stand for?
Initial public offering.
That is correct, sir.
Wow. Okay, I have one question. How long was the 100 Years' War?
I don't think it was 100 years.
It was 116 years.
116.
And it was between France and England.
Yep.
Listen, France and England have been fighting forever.
Yeah.
I think they
did the 116-year war, and then they took a year off. and then they went back at it for another 100 years.
That's it. That's
it. Oh, man. Okay, well, thank you, fellas. And we appreciate everybody listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Remember, we got a whole bunch of these trivia shows on our podcast at AFR.net. Click on the Trivia Friday banner, and we got a couple years. You can go back and listen if you're traveling and want to have some fun. You can check those out. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.